ఓం జ్ఞాన సునిరంజస్య జ్ఞానంజన సవాసయ చక్షుర్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే సామృపాకదామాయం తదాతి స్వాపదంతికం. నమః ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినిధి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వంశకోపతిరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసరి గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. My association with Pranika Mataji goes back to 1978, after Mahaprabhu Das came to the temple and began to associate with devotees. I could relate to many things that other devotees mentioned, especially to Pranika Mataji's living in a glass house at that time. I mean, gradually, as Mahaprabhu Das was preaching and bringing more and more people into Krishna consciousness, they would come home. And although the temple was open, there were still a lot of difficulties. The people who had opposed Srila Prabhupada's getting the land and building the temple didn't stop their efforts. And in fact, after Prabhupada left, in a way, they increased their efforts, trying to take advantage of his absence. So Mahaprabhu Das was a lawyer and a fighter, and so I would come here quite often. And Pranika Mataji, and actually Mahaprabhu Das's mother also, she was also amazing. She would, and I would need prasad, because usually I didn't get, I mean, I would have something in the morning and then I'd go to the city and there's nothing. If I was in the mood to splurge, I would get one of those cones of chickpeas at the church gate station. But if I was in a more austere mood, I would skip it. So I'd come here on the way back. And what the other said too, she's like very conscious of the time. You know, she would be very fast and always come up with something, these rotis and dahi or something. And there was one night in particular when the rumor was coming from the other side said they were going to kill me. They were like waiting for me to come back from the city to kill me. So I went to Mahaprabhu Das's house, and the same thing. The hospitality, the prasad. But that night went especially late because they were supposed to be waiting for me, and I didn't particularly think it wise to go back to Juhu. Then finally, at about maybe like 3 in the morning, I figured they'd probably given up. So I don't know, within my heart I thought, I can go back. So about 3:30, I went back. But throughout all of these visits, Palika Mataji she never complained. Not only did she not complain, but she was always ready to serve and support. And then, of course, when we opened I always called it, I guess that's the name, the Kar Satsang Center. She was like very regular. So many devotees have said so many things, and it is late. I don't want to repeat what they've said. But maybe I'll just skip towards the end. I also got the message just before she left, and I phoned about that time, and I heard like the kirtan in the background, and then I thought the call was dropped, but then I phoned back and the phone had been turned off. It wasn't the right time in a way. And I was thinking, how could this have happened? Because I was so determined, and they were also hopeful when they began the palliative care. She seemed to be getting better. So I was like very hopeful that I'll see her at least one last time at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And then when she left, I just couldn't understand how could this have happened. But then, you know, then it came. Actually, Ras Bihari Das came to visit me. He'd been wanting to visit me, and he came to visit me, and at that stage he had been in communication with you, with Giri Govardhan. And he said that, you know, Giri Govardhan is... There was a little misunderstanding. He thought he was going to catch the train the next day, and I'm scheduled to leave before then, but I really want to be here. So then we, on the spot, we phoned, and then I felt there was a meaning to my being in Vrindavan and not in Bombay. So Giri Govardhan arrived with the ashes, and I wasn't sure what he or the family expected in terms of rituals. And usually devotees arrange for Mukunda Datta Prabhu, who's the head pujari in Vrindavan, to do the ceremonial functions, but he wasn't available. And Giri Govardhan said, actually, my mother wouldn't care for any of these things. She said, if you just come, even if it's just for 5 minutes, that will mean more to her than any sort of elaborate ritual. I thought, I thought he spoke the truth, which is also a testimony to her inner faith and conviction in Krishna consciousness, her going straight to the essence, not being concerned with or distracted by frills and ornaments. What Giri Govardhan said was true that day. The sun came out, so it was, and so we went to the Yamuna, and we got a boat, went out on the Yamuna, and we just had kirtan. I thought, she's a person of essence. She just wants the essence, and the essence is the holy name. So we just sang, you know, the Mangalacharana prayers, the Panchatattva mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, for quite some time. And, you know, in my own subjective way, I was feeling her presence and her love and her mercy. And then at a certain time I felt, now we should immerse the ashes. And Giri Govardhan asked me if I would like to do it. I felt no. And I also felt that was coming from her, that he's the son, he should do it. And he did. And we continued kirtan. I sang the Nisringa prayers. And it was a very fitting, I would say, very fitting ceremony, because it was just kirtan. It was just the basics that Srila Prabhupada had taught us. And so then we took the boat back to the shore, and Giri Govardhan, you know, he was concerned about my health. He suggested if I wanted I could go back. I said no, I want to stay. So he went into the Yamuna, took his bath, and did his Gayatri. I did Gayatri from the shore. And he came back. And it was such a... it was just glorious. It was really glorious. And it was very clear what a pure devotee she was, what an exalted soul she was. And I mean, this is just one little part of a long story of how Krishna made so many wonderful arrangements for her. So now we have that challenge to continue without her physical presence. By her departure, she's already done so much to bring out our loving feelings and to make us more humble and to begin to help us to carry on without her. And as Srila Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate after I leave. So I think she would be pleased with all the progress that's been made. So many of the girls, I mean, I didn't know
a lot of the history, but it seems that she was very instrumental in helping train them. And I
guess what's left for us is to carry on her tradition, her values, her selfless service, her affectionate mood of service, and her wanting only the best for Krishna and not being satisfied with anything less. So I think that we're off to a good start. I mean, it sounds like a funny thing to say. I think we're off to a good start. And but the main thing is to keep this memory alive and keep this determination strong. And that can be achieved in the same way, by strong sadhana, getting up early, chanting attentively and constantly as far as possible, and following the regulative principles strictly, and associating with each other in this way, remembering her values, remembering her wishes and desires and instructions, because she is in a position to guide us and bless us. It is quite remarkable to have a family member in that position. And there's no need for me to pray to her, because out of her boundless love and mercy, she's already bestowing upon all of you whatever she can from her position, and it's a lot. But still, we pray to her. It's like Bob Cohen, when he was speaking with Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, and that conversation was recorded in the book Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. He asked Srila Prabhupada, does Krishna hear our prayers? And Srila Prabhupada replied, he hears all of your thoughts, whether you pray or not. He hears all of your thoughts. So then he asked, then what is the use of praying? And Srila Prabhupada replied, your business is to pray. So I feel that way. It's our business to pray for her mercy, to take her blessings, take the dust from her feet, take her hand on our head. And if in doing so, she'll just continue to give the love and mercy that she's been giving. And because spiritual life is such, it's unlimited, but it's always increasing, and so that will also increase too. So I feel very honored and humbled to be
here on this occasion, as I was in Vrindavan. And I thank you all for being so dear to her. Each and every one of you was dear to her. And so I'm thankful to you all for coming and gathering and remembering her and encouraging her by your service and love. Hare Krishna.